Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Have you ever gotten frustrated with trying to do the right thing and yet it doesn't seem like it pays off? Have you ever wondered why does it seem like all the people out there that aren't trying to do the right thing seem to get ahead while you or me don't seem to get any breaks? Well, in the Old Testament, there's a powerful story of a young man named Joseph. When we meet him, he's quite young, and we get to watch him grow up, and we see God do something pretty miraculous in his life. If you know the story, it's found in the book of Genesis. He has this dream as a teenager, and then at the end of his life, he ends up having unbelievable leadership skills. He has unbelievable power, and yet in the middle, there were some difficult circumstances. Well, the question today is, how do you keep the dream alive when you're going through difficult times? Well, the Bible says in Genesis 39, verse 23, it said, "The warden had no worries because Joseph took everything. The Lord was with them, and he caused everything he did to succeed." I want to encourage you that God is with you. If you know Christ personally, he lives inside of you. And so instead of giving up, here's a couple of things I'd recommend you do. Number one is to shift your perspective. A lot of times we try to understand what we're going through. And I don't mean that we shouldn't try to understand it, but what I do mean is that when we try to demand to understand, when we try to put God on our level, it just leads to frustration. Joseph knew that he didn't have to understand it all to go through it successfully. Number two, I would encourage you to stay faithful. It is so easy for people during difficult circumstances to walk away from the things they've been doing. There's a lot of people that have tried to do good for so long that they finally just throw in their towel and they say, if this isn't going to work out, then I'm done. But the reminder from Joseph's life is that in the face of frustration, faithfulness never fails. There's something powerful about serving. Reminder number three is that we should shun bitterness. It is so easy to get bitter when seasons are hard, when seasons are difficult, when it seems like nothing's working out and God feels far off. It is so easy to get bitter. Joseph could have, but instead God used the prison in his life not to make him bitter, but to make him better. And you have that choice as well. Will you allow it to make you bitter or better? Number four, strengthen your patience. Strengthen your patience. There's opportunities where it seemed like things were going to turn around for Joseph. There was opportunities where it seemed like finally his case would be heard. And yet in those moments of disappointment and forgetfulness, he still stayed faithful. He still strengthened his patience and said, you know what? It is always wise to wait. And then lastly, number five, secure your dream. If you fast forward to the end of the story of Joseph in chapter 41, Joseph is promoted, Joseph is put in charge, and all the things that he dreamed eventually came about. I want to encourage you today, you don't know, and I don't know if we're in the beginning, the middle, or the end of our story, but what I do know is that if you're not dead, then God's not done. And maybe that dream that you've allowed stuff to pile up onto today, maybe that dream doesn't need to die. Maybe you need to ask God, God, would you resuscitate that dream? Help me to dream again. I want to encourage you, all of us go through seasons of darkness. All of us go through difficult circumstances. I want to encourage you, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't walk away from your faith. Don't get bitter. Allow God to shape you and mold you. And find a way to be faithful in the midst of it. Well, I hope you have a fantastic day today. If we can join you in praying for anything, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.